This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia today. This will be Prime Minister Modi's third visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia after his previous visits in 2016 and 2019. The visit highlights Saudi Arabia's strategic importance to India across multiple dimensions. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has reached Jaipur last night. Vice President Vance will stay in Jaipur for 3 days. Mr. Vance's family will accompany him during his Jaipur visit. This includes his Indian-origin wife, Usha Vance, and 3 children. Along with this, senior officials of the U.S. administration will also be present. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Vance will visit the historic Amir Fort with his family this morning, where he will be welcomed in traditional culture. Mr. Vance will address the business summit on future of India-US trade relations in Jaipur this afternoon. He will also meet the Governor Haribhau Bagade and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma. Extensive preparations have been made to make the visit of the US Vice President historic and memorable. Special security and traffic arrangements have been made in the city in view of this tour. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India is actively engaging with the new US administration and aims to finalize the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement by September-October this year. During her 5-day visit to the US, she is scheduled to meet US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and officials from the United States Trade Representative's Office. The trip includes a keynote address at Stanford University, meetings with CEOs in San Francisco on investment and tech cooperation, and participation in diaspora events to boost India's cultural outreach. The center has imposed 12% safeguard duty on the import of certain non-alloy and alloy steel flat products with a view to shield Indian steel sector. Welcoming the decision, Union Minister of Steel H.D. Kumaraswamy stated that this measure is a timely and necessary step to protect domestic steel manufacturers from the adverse impact of import surges and to ensure fair competition in the market. Tributes have poured in from around the world following the demise of Pope Francis yesterday at his residence in Vatican's Casa Santa Marta at the age of 88 after a prolonged illness. Leaders worldwide, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with officials from the European Commission, Russia, France and the United Kingdom, have paid tribute to the late Pope. In India, the government has declared 3 days of state mourning as a mark of respect. The Harvard University filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration to block billions of dollars in proposed funding cuts. The suit, filed yesterday, is part of a feud that escalated last week when the elite institution rejected a list of demands that the Trump administration said was designed to curb diversity initiatives and fight anti-Semitism at the school. Harvard's president, Alan M. Garber, said in a letter to the university community that the consequences of the government's overreach would be severe and long-lasting. He noted that the funding freeze had already impacted critical research, including studies on pediatric cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease. The White House has not yet commented on the lawsuit. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. Hot and humid weather is also very likely at isolated places over Marathwada, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Rayalaseema and coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam till today. In IPL T20 cricket, Shubman Gill led Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 39 runs to register their 6th win of the Indian Premier League 2025 at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. With the result, Gujarat Titans have gone to the top of the table with 12 points and KKR at 7th place with 6 points. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Delhi Capitals at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.